Hello, Fearless One. I just want you to know today that even when the choices you made didn't turn out the way you expected, God promises that they will work out for your good. Hi, I'm Narissa Golden. I'm a mother, author, strategist, and entrepreneur with one goal of encouraging you to discover your fearless identity in Christ. I get a kick out of helping my friends and clients unlock the value in their gifts and business. And for the next few minutes, I want to encourage you to do the same. Let's go. Have you ever felt paralyzed by too much advice? You open LinkedIn, you watch YouTube videos, you doom scroll on Instagram, you read business books and listen to podcasts. Everywhere you turn, there are voices, each with their own opinions. One expert tells you to invest, another says hold on to your money. One says AI will replace your business, another says AI is just another tool. Scale, don't scale. Hire, don't hire. Niche down, diversify. The marketplace has never been louder. The challenge isn't a lack of information. It's deciding which voice deserves your attention. When there are so many competing opinions, it's easy to convince yourself that the safest option is to wait. Wait until you know more. Wait until the market settles. Wait until the economy improves. Wait until you feel more confident. But here's the problem. We don't learn while standing still. We learn by movement. One of my favorite promises in scripture is found in Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Notice what Paul doesn't say. He doesn't say everything that happens is good. Failure certainly isn't good. Rejection isn't good. Redundancy isn't good. Loss isn't good. But God has an extraordinary ability to redeem experiences that we never would have chosen. He doesn't waste them. He works through them. I like to say he is extravagantly economical. One of my favorite examples is found in 2 Kings. Four men with leprosy sat outside a city under siege. Inside the city, there was famine. Outside the city was an enemy army. Their situation looked impossible. They concluded that if they stayed where they were, they would die. If they attempted to go back into their city, they would definitely die as they had no food there. And if they walked towards the enemy camp, there was a high probability they would be killed. But they also had a bit of hope that maybe they would be fed as well. Since they figured death was imminent either by starvation or the enemy, they decided to make a move. What they didn't know was that God would use the sound of four weak, hungry, diseased men to convince an entire army that a great force was coming against them. The enemy fled. The city was saved. The miracle wasn't revealed while they were sitting. It was revealed while they were walking. Hey, I think there's a lesson here for every entrepreneur. We spend so much time trying to make the perfect decision, the perfect strategy, the perfect product, the perfect launch, the perfect investment. Meanwhile, nothing moves. Business doesn't reward perfection. It rewards learning. One of the most valuable concepts in modern business is A/B testing. You create two versions, you change one variable, then you watch what happens. One headline performs better, one price converts more customers, one email gets opened more often. Every test gives you information. And here's the important part. A failed test isn't failure, it's data. You've eliminated one possibility. You're closer to the answer than you were yesterday. We need to see life the same way. Every conversation teaches you something. Every client teaches you something. Every launch teaches you something. Every disappointment teaches you something. Even when the outcome isn't what you wanted, you've gained information you couldn't have discovered any other way. Too many people see only two possible outcomes, success or failure. God often sees something different, transformation. Every experience is shaping your wisdom, your judgment, your discernment. your resilience, your capacity to lead. Think about the pandemic. No strategic plan anticipated it. Businesses around the world had to abandon carefully researched strategies almost overnight. Some businesses disappeared, others adapted. Many discovered entirely new ways of serving customers. Remote working, digital consulting, online education, global collaborations, AI accelerating. What looked like disruption became innovation. Not because the pandemic was good, it wasn't, but because people kept moving. Movement revealed opportunities that standing still never could. This is why I believe courage isn't about always making the right decision. It's about making the next fateful decision. Too often we ask God to reveal the entire journey before we take the first step. But throughout scripture, God usually only reveals the next step, then the next, then the next. Faith grows through movement. Wisdom grows through experience. Discernment grows through testing. And confidence grows because you've seen God's faithfulness before. We say hindsight is 20/20. We can connect the dots only after we have distance from the experience, and that can take years at times. That unexpected job prepared us for another opportunity. That difficult client taught us boundaries. That failed business taught us systems. That rejection redirected us towards something better. What once looked random now makes sense. Steve Jobs famously said that you cannot connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. As believers, we have an added confidence. We don't simply believe the dots eventually connect. We believe there is a God who has been present through every one of them. That changes everything. It gives us permission to move, to experiment, to adapt, to learn, to pivot. Not because we're certain of every outcome, but because we're confident in the one who walks with us. He has promised that he will never leave us or forsake us. You cannot surprise God. You also cannot disappoint him. He knows you better than you know yourself. All he asks is that you surrender your plans to him and allow him to guide you. Well, how do I even know that I've heard God's voice? How do I know that it's not just my idea? Great questions. I love to tell my children that God speaks English just like you do. So he won't speak to you in Italian when he knows you only speak English. He knows how to get you to hear him. What you need to do is trust that he is always with you, that God always wants the best for you, and that your very steps are ordered by him, and that you know how to hear the voice of God. So when you feel led to go left and there are no hindrances, you move left. When you feel a hesitation in your gut, pause and assess. What do I need to know about this direction I am planning to take? Get all the info you can about the direction and put in place the corrective measures which gave you pause. Speak to a trusted friend or mentor to get their feedback. You do not have to trust in your own wisdom or experience. Get the counsel of others. So today, if you're waiting for certainty before taking action, this is your reminder. Start with the belief that God is with you and he wants you to win. Take the next fateful step that is visible before you. Run the experiment. Launch the idea. Have the conversation. Test the assumption. Gather the data. Because even when the result isn't what you hoped for, it is still working for your good. Remember, you are already blessed because your identity is secure in Christ. As you take faithful action, you become fruitful, developing wisdom through experience. You multiply as your learning creates greater value for others. And you exercise dominion by stewarding every lesson, every setback, and every opportunity with courage. Nothing is wasted in God's hands, not even the detours. You are absolutely his favorite. Live fearless. Thank you for listening to Fearless One with Nerissa Golden. If this episode has inspired you to take action or encourage you to pursue your own fearless journey, please leave me a comment wherever you are listening. Be sure to subscribe to be notified of future episodes and share it with someone you know.